Why do we make things so complicated? I mean, really. We go through life trying to acquire and distract ourselves from the very simple things which cause us pleasure, such as storytelling, and fighting with a 3-year-old at 12 in the morning. Through it all, you face true adversity and find yourself once again stuck in the dungeon. You're listening to Dungenetics. Sometimes you do the things you're not proud of to save your overall good. I mean, if you kill 500, it's worth it, right, to save 5,000? Well, our boys made a bad call. But we're about to return with the potion we need to awaken the spire and end the zombie horde once and for all.
They release the spirit of the sorcerer that actually summoned the undead plague. So it's actually Brian released them on the world.
You'll hear it this Friday.
I'm going to get you a t-shirt that says, "What's in the box?"
All right, we're recording, John, so whenever you want.
Okay. Last we let off, before we did our little temporal sidestep quest, the party left the city of Haven, traveled to Rosebloom, and found the entire town made into undead. They ended up using the blood of an ancient saint to cast a ritual and banish all the undead in the area, which ended up banishing the entire town.
Heroes.
And you destroyed the adventuring party that was there.
They should have known better.
That were also undead at the moment.
They should have known better.
But they weren't happy.
They're never happy.
Yeah.
No one's unhappy when they die and come back into life.
Except for us.
Yeah, we love it.
We're rocking it, man.
So you guys got your
little zombies in town.
Basically, you've been gathering the bodies. You've been burning all of them.
Strong coffee.
And after that, you guys basically are heading back to Haven to report what happened.
I hear it's goth night.
Since we are heading back to Haven, we kind of have to get our story straight here. Are we saying that we
nuked the place?
Yeah, but I thought we were in agreement that we were going to say that everyone was dead when we got there. Mm-hmm. Or
Yeah, that was.
Well, that sounded good.
Technically, they were.
You're not even here
dead.
Yet. Shut up.
Technically, that's
not even
they
really
were.
It.
That's what we have to stick by.
Sure, figment of my imagination.
This has to just stay with us. The Band of Brothers.
Oh, boy.
We should do a blood pact.
Yeah. Let's all cut ourselves and we'll all shake each other.
I'm not cutting myself.
I'll cut all of you.
You're a werewolf.
Oh, yeah, never mind. We don't like his blood.
Yeah, nobody wants his blood.
No one knows that.
It's terrible.
I haven't been werewolfed out
yet. He bites all the heads off his animal crackers. He's a...
All right, so you guys head back. It is like about a 2-3 day trek south along the road. In the middle of your journey, after about pretty much 8 hours, you guys are traveling along the road, and a gigantic storm breaks, and just like it's like a wall of water, or all of a sudden like the rain starts coming down so hard that you can't see more than like 5 feet in front of you.
Oh no, it's a storm.
Yeah, but it's really bad.
So I'm guessing we're going to have to take cover or shelter somewhere.
No one was saying anything, so I felt like I had to.
Well, is there any... Yeah, we got to take some cover.
What guys want to do?
I'm naked
and
afraid.
Is there an inn anywhere, or is we literally just on the road in the middle of nowhere?
Probably you can search around if you want to, or, you know, if someone wants to try to make some kind of temporary shelter.
That's us thinking. We could take some leaves and make something we can all snuggle, keep each other warm.
It's like naked and afraid. Quickest Hustle Spot
check. I got a 10.
Yeah, you didn't see shit.
Yeah, a lot of trees.
Well, you found that there are trees around, like, maybe 6 feet from the road. They're not, like, really thick. It's not like a jungle, so they're not necessarily stopping the rain.
Is there any way I can cast plant growth to make a...
a tree hut?
Like, kind of like a... like a,
like a Motel 8?
No,
you like can cover. Shape, basically, make a tree become robust to be a canopy over.
Can you make us a pueblo out of dirt?
What's this third page? I'm going to look at.
Oh, Brian has no idea what's going on every time I play.
How do I do this again?
I'm looking.
I have my candles.
I'm looking at it. I have an extra page.
Actually, it's more like the brown.
Yeah, honestly, I'm thinking
the brown wizard that has like a bird living in his head, in his hair.
That's what I want it to be like. Crazy.
Kind of just completely out of your head.
I'm going to feed these chipmunks in my hair.
You ride a rabbit train?
I rocked. I did some kick-ass stuff for our last session.
You did.
Yeah, you unleashed the zombie horde.
That's all you bring up. You do one bad thing.
Brian's I like, do one bad thing.
Brian's like, I nuke an entire town, start a zombie apocalypse, and never let it go.
All the times we slapped each other, and you were naked, I slapped you awake, I saved your ass. But I let go of some zombies, and that's all you want to talk about. It's just a that's few hundred thousand zombies.
You know, shit happens.
Alright, so...
Alright, you guys all set? So, he basically... Chester goes over to the tree, and basically touches it, and you see the tree start to crack and bend, and it just kind of, like, grows out into, like, a kind of, like, little Minecraft tree, where there's a layer of wood that comes out blocking...
I don't know what that is, because I don't play Minecraft.
You're welcome. Are you happier now?
Thank you, sir.
I was happy beforehand.
But you were wet. Now you're going to be dry.
And I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Too much, maybe. Okay. Mark's naked, singing in the rain.
Showering. That's how I shower.
His high knees glistening in the moonlight.
Come on, look at me. I have, like, to look at my face.
You going to rest under the tree? Any watch schedule, or...?
I'll take first watch.
Yeah, he'll take first watch. Since he's
I got next.
I guess I'll get third.
I want to see Hustle jumping up into the tree and his armor on.
So you get last watch?
Yeah, I'll go.
Like pushing him. Yeah, we don't even know he's around.
Okay, you guys take 2 hour watches and then you rest, trying to sleep out the storm. Brian, make a perception check.
Uh oh.
What's up, Brian? Yep. There he goes.
Shut up.
There's right. Our wizard. Oh, hold on. Let me get my dice. Oh, sorry. I don't know
what
I'm
doing. God. 9. Plus 2. 11.
All right. You got 11.
What's that bad?
Are you trained in perception? Is that one of your skills?
He is not trained in perception.
All right. So you got 11.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
So the rest of them have already done their watches, and the three of them are sleeping peacefully. Brian, you're sitting there underneath your little platform tree.
God.
And you're like looking around, and then all of a sudden you see like 2 trees away from you, maybe about 12 feet away from the road. You see a figure coming. He's about 16 feet tall.
Oh my Jesus.
And he's carrying basically the trunk of a tree.
Guys, wake up.
What?
Guys, the brawny man
guys,
is here.
Wake up.
There's a figure coming at us.
The Jolly Green Giant?
16 feet. He has a tree. In his arm.
So you start waking them, and then you see, you hear him, he like points in your direction. And he's like, he mentioned something. Does anyone speak giant?
I don't think so.
I
speak Glacian, Visor, and Dwarves.
Yeah, I speak Glacian and Dwarven.
Most of you guys actually speak Dwarven. They giant uses.
So we have the dwarf.
Yeah,
the
giant uses dwarven syllables, so you can make out a little. And basically, what he's saying is humans.
No, no, we're not humans.
Nope.
Nope. No humans here.
All dwarves.
All right. Roll initiative.
Oh boy.
Here, bros.
Oh, gross.
Oh boy.
I have 12, but it's plus. It's in, you add the initiative thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 17.
Oh. Would you get Chester?
I got 3.
Yeah. Total?
Total.
Can I use stealth?
Would you get? You are the one that is already awake, so
no.
It does make partial sense that you were the most alert.
Because their lemon snaps are so good.
Those things are so good.
I prefer the ginger snaps myself.
Okay.
At the porn.
So it is basically you. They're groggy. They're waking up. You see this figure in the trees.
I will attack it.
What the?
You're underneath the platform tree. He's like, it's still starting to rain. That's why they didn't see you until they were pretty much came up on this weird fucking tree that they're like, what the hell is this? And then they notice there's people huddling underneath it.
There is seriously nothing I could... Well, there's stuff I could do to slow it down while you guys are waking up. Who's next in line? Just...
Maybe...
I don't know.
No, Jay's not with us yet.
He's here, but we don't
Who's
know
next in
here.
Line?
I'm gonna go in stealth, so whatever you do, I'm disappearing.
Next.
I'm like, fuck this shit, guys.
You could try and see if, like, you could talk to it. I mean, all it's said so far is humans. So.
And he's going after
But when he said that,
trunk.
He looked back and said, humans.
Oh, wait. There's more than one?
Maybe. Well, you don't see anything, but when he said that, he looked back and said, humans.
Guys, I don't know.
Go. Do whatever. All
right, you know what? I'm going to,
Ask it to riddle.
Well, don't
Ask
you have, riddle. Like,
you,
what's your ice-based spell that slows? Is that Ray of Frost?
Yeah, I could do the old taboo Ray of Frost.
Would slow it down.
It would slow it down, but it wouldn't do much in the way of damage if you're trying to attack this thing. You have so much more powerful magic at your disposal.
Yeah, you could probably use Blight and just, like...
He doesn't have Blight anymore.
Oh, no Blight.
Well, That's I could do...
Justin, don't make Giant angry.
Can I do magic missile? I get 3d4 plus 18 force.
Magic missile onto a giant.
That's really go-to move.
All right, Jubilee.
You trying to like knock some lint off his shoulder there, Brian?
What, 60 feet?
Trying to anger the giant.
I gotta do something, man.
Well, you don't know that he's attacking
me. He is.
How do you know?
Like, hey, humans, we have one. We want to give you one. Did we find one?
Take a human.
Yeah, this could be like
Willow.
Take a
human. Like, human.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the human exchange program.
All right. I'll offer him our human.
Maybe he just wondered. Maybe he's trying to get
Which
is a human.
All right. Well, what would your character do?
My character would do. I'm gonna do.
Just do something stupid and shoot it. Shoot. Ask questions later. That's
all right. What are you doing?
I'm doing magic missile.
All right. You don't have to roll the hit.
Oh, why are you doing magic what? Missile?
It's like it's just, that one is just 3d4 plus 18. Yeah. Just roll the damage.
3d4s?
There's one.
Yeah.
Is anything he's saying making sense to you?
4, 3, 2.
Wow.
That's not wow.
Bad. All right. He could knock him on his ass at least.
All right. So you just just let off like a stream of three like fiery spark blasts. The thing hits it and it kind of like falls backwards and you hear the cracking and he falls down on a tree knocking it over.
Sweet. Yeah.
He's still moving though. He just wasn't.
But. You guys should wake up from all that racket.
Do we go?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Is there anything you want to do?
God, I'm still gonna hang out. I want to watch this guy die.
Hey.
All right. It's your turn.
I did not die.
I am awakening. I'm guessing. Is that what's happening?
Well,
am I awake
during
now?
Your turn, make a D 20. Give me a perception check.
11.
I think you're actually trained in perception. Yeah. So, if you're trained in it, that means you get a +4, and you also get your wisdom modifier. So you got a 16?
Yep.
I'm proficient in gaming?
This is Dungeons & Dragons, so...
This is true.
That's amazing.
I mean, I'm...
All right, as you're observing...
We're gonna win!
Yeah.
I'm gonna go stealth it.
Of course you are.
Miles Culver hides in the shadows.
Yeah, that's why I'm the rogue.
Right it's out of the D12. Gate, we're all doing our cliche
moves. I don't know what I'm doing.
Right out of the gate.
So, you, as a thief, you actually now get a bonus action. So you can spend your bonus action just to stealth.
It looks so much
alike. And then you can move and attack. So just roll your stealth. Your stealth, you actually have a...
+5 additional.
Your total of +14.
This is also additional +5.
Well, yeah. 5 plus this.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, okay, gotcha.
So 20. You got a 20. All right. No one seems to be following you. Kind of come out from, like, basically start going, weaving in between trees.
I'm good at that.
What are you gonna do?
I guess I'll do a spot check. I kind of see what's going on
okay.
in the area.
Roll a perception check.
Another six.
Four. So you got...
Ten.
You got a total... not.
I have perception, too.
Yeah, that gives you plus four, minus one, because you're not good at wisdom. So that's a plus three. So you got a nine. You see that behind the one that fell down, there's two other giants.
Okay.
is there anything else you're going to do?
I was going to hang out in this tree right now and kind of...
We didn't do anything?
Well. See what's going on.
Everybody's waiting and watching.
I'm going to scope what's going on. I'm not going to divulge myself right away, you know. I'm not
all right, the one you hit basically roars, gets back up from the sitting position, pulls his tree that he's holding as a club, and starts running towards you guys.
Yeah, good job. Good thing I died.
Come on, Albert Shaw. Let's get going.
And you see the other two behind him come out, and they're looking around, and they're trying to spot you guys. They do, and they pull out their clubs as well.
Oh, boy. If you can hit a good shot.
All right, Albert, it's your up.
Maybe grab by the neck.
All right, I guess I'm taking a swing at the one Brian wounded.
All right. So it's running towards the group, and you just grab your sword and run towards it.
That's a critical.
Oh, you rolled a 20?
19.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right, so you...
2d6.
Alright, so you roll 3d6 and add your modifier. The one thing that they changed your skill for now, you get to re-roll 1 and 2.
Huh. That's so, excellent.
You.
Yes. Mark, what's that? 11. Chester.
You have 3 targets. So, have fun.
What do I add to this?
Not my strength modifier.
It's just what you're
at. It just says 2d6 slashing.
Oh. Well, it's your strength modifier.
For slashing?
It's your strength modifier. Whatever your strength modifier is.
So, 5.
And do I get an extra attack to my class ability?
Well, yeah, you get 2 attacks.
Nice.
If you blooded from that.
9 plus 5? No, 9 plus 12.
Yep, that hits.
Damage? Per- no.
Nope. However, you just see the giant like get picked up by the wave of force, and he just goes out of view through the trees.
Nice.
Muppet toss.
Yep. And then we go back to the top with Kazaa.
Here he goes.
I would have killed more creatures that I don't know.
In Warhammer, he would have cleared the field of battle and then gone.
Evers and evers.
Yeah, no.
Ever.
Alright, Brian, what
smart.
Are you bringing?
What? Be smart.
He's just gonna shoot.
What are you talking about? You just got tossed.
He didn't get tossed. Who got tossed?
He tossed a giant.
I was the tosser.
Who tossed a giant? He was a tosser. Like a,
we're doing a bad thing, aren't we?
That's
yes.
Ten, that's 2d8 right there.
I'm not doing anything. I'm in a tree.
3.
I always like to 6, see if things are 9. Attacking us first before I start killing them. I don't kill and then ask questions.
All right, later. You walk out from underneath the tree. You take out your black staff. You slam it down, and the shockwave goes around Hutzel, hits the one he wounded, and you just see, like, the like, hear cracking noise. You see, like, the giant's, like, head kind of, like, twist.
Oh, nice.
And the thing just, like, falls over to the side.
He's like Jay's cousin or something.
Nice. Nice.
Did
you
mark off his
spelling
cast?
He's like his best friend.
And he's then we go protectors. We go to Kelsey.
Thunderwave is level 1. Kelsey
Grammer?
So
close.
So essentially, we're killing the giants, Biles, Hester.
So there's one way off in the woods.
So you're gonna like, all right, give me a stealth check.
Stealth check is
roll that.
There it is. 16.
Okay.
All
right, that sounds works. Good. You head off and start doing that. Then
that's in my bondage. Bondage. Well, I'm gonna go tie him up.
Oh.
Okay, and then we go
the giant that got launched.
Yeah. The one that's way up in the
room. I'm still in the tree.
Mark's been taking a dump in the tree for like the whole fight.
The random giant that's by himself now?
There's the one that one's out of view. There's the queen, unwounded one, maybe like
yes.
12 feet from Hutzel right now.
How close is that to me? What do you say?
Depends on what you're going to try to do. You can shoot him with the crossbow, you could run up and stab him.
I'm going to assassinate him from the tree. I'm going to jump down and
assassinate a 16-foot
giant.
Well, at least he's unlikely to miss.
Yeah.
I read up on it, so it's fine. I think I can pull the front.
You can't quite get the, because that's only on first turn. Could have used it. But you could still get a sneak attack.
Oh, yes.
Albert and they actually made your sneak attack pretty strong.
No, I'm in armor.
Alright, roll.
Oh, that's... I have military training, so I can throw it on quick.
Okay.
Plus, where's it going now?
Are you use the dagger?
Yeah.
Alright.
Plus on 17?
Someone we're going to meet.
Alright, you can roll again because you have the advantage. He hasn't seen you. Yeah.
But we don't know that.
Okay.
So 18.
I know.
Alright, so you.
Said it out loud. Yeah.
So you basically, the guy's staring at Hutzel. You're swinging from tree branch. You come down out of the tree with your dagger and just bring it down. You do.
Come on. 4.
So that's 10.
10.
And then roll 5d6.
Thank you.
Scatty. Wow, that was good.
Oh, that's good.
All right,
so
eliminate the 1.
Because he throws out the little.
That worked. All right, 24.
The little one in the middle.
All right, so as you're staring at the next target, Albert, you see, swinging out of the tree, good old Miles Carver. His dagger comes out of his wrist and it goes right into the giant's neck, and he's like riding the giant. Then after that happens, to the south of you and to the north of you, two more giants come through the trees.
Oh jeez!
Oh come on, man.
This wasn't gonna be easy.
Oh my god!
And the giant with him. Basically goes to grapple. Make a strength check.
8.
Just to see your move of action.
You take
7
points of damage. He basically just reaches back, grabs you by like your shoulder slash neck, and just flings you across, and you go whizzing through the trees,
Lawn Dart style.
And then after that. The other two to each side draw their trees and start
bats.
Running in.
Okay, the two that are charging me, how close are they together?
Well, they're just charging all of you.
Albert, why don't we pull off a weekend at Bernie's and we'll pretend the other guy's alive?
Like, don't kill them!
Get out of here! No.
No, they're friends!
And when you move his mouth.
You do have limitations. You probably do that.
Yeah. All right, well, I guess... Homes. We'll make him like a marionette puppet.
No, guys, these aren't humans.
Crazy Muppet arms.
The thumbs are up. These are great.
These are great.
I got two thumbs up.
I'll attack the wounded sunglasses.
You're going to attack the wounded one?
Yeah.
All right, let it go.
Five plus 12. Back anymore.
He knows this song. He sings it all.
17.
Shut up!
Alright,
so
2d6? Yep, 2d6 plus 5.
Whoa.
Oh! 3, 7, 4, 9, 12.
Alright, roll again. 3 second attack.
7.
Okay, that hits. These guys aren't wearing armor, they're wearing just like
they're
animal
giant.
Hides.
A lot of armor they have to get.
You're gonna be wearing us in a minute.
Okay. I got a 1 and a 2, so I can reroll. You can reroll both of them, but you have to keep what you roll.
I will keep that. That's 16.
Alright, you definitely, this guy is bleeding profusely as well. And he's like strong human. And then we go to
sexy human.
Chester. President Dwarf.
Can I recast? Well, I'm gonna cast plant growth again.
Okay. What are you looking to do?
Make more trees to burn?
No, you make vines come up and just pull them to the ground, and then.
With good, yeah.
Could you do that?
Something to slow down the two gentlemen coming.
Thorn bushes.
Thorn bushes or vines? And just pull them to the ground.
Basically, effect of it casting it like that. Basically, for every 5 feet they would normally travel, it would take them 15 feet of their movement. So that would slow them down considerably because they would only be able to move 10 feet every turn.
There you go.
Exactly where I'm
going. And you could hit an area that is 100-foot radius. So you basically point to the guys coming from the south. All of a sudden, the trees just start growing wildly in all these different angles, and it's just like starting to tangle around their limbs. And they're definitely trying to break through the wood to get through. But that has definitely slowed them out of it. Then we go to the top of the order with Pizza.
Well, they're trapped in...
They're not trapped. They're slow.
Well, they're slow. I have one Thunder Wave left. I can just knock them both right down. Good. Do a good roll.
Let's just, like, finish the one.
You are chaotic good.
What?
I think he's just plain chaotic. In this
yeah.
Point. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll help Hutzel unless you got this guy, you think.
All right, so what are you going to do, Brian?
I'll go after the one that's attacking Hutzel. And, yeah, acid arrow.
Whoa!
What an epic boss. He's a one.
He's a roll to one.
Alright, you fire off an acid arrow.
And just goes blah, 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 blah.
And it just, like, hits, like, the top of a tree, and it just starts spraying down. It doesn't hit any of you guys, but it nearly comes close to spraying down on you guys. Some of it lands on Hutzel's armor, but his armor is actually resistant to acid.
Yeah. Thank you, Dragon.
Salva sizzle.
So then we go to you. You just did what you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sure if it's going to last forever, but it'll last for a little.
It'll last for a bit. Where am I in relation to this magical duel?
Melee?
Well, the vine you put up.
Inside, outside?
Yeah.
You are outside. Behind the one that is fighting Hutzel.
Yeah, I'm going to give Hutzel a hand.
Alright. You going in with your weapons?
Yeah, I'm going in with the weapons.
Alright, you can roll both of them side by side if you want.
Mm-hmm. Side by sides.
With a 4 and a 17.
With the hand axe. That actually just barely hits. And you definitely hit with the other weapon.
Yep.
So you roll.
I'm trying to tell you what's that done.
Only left. Kill him dead!
Six. Alright, you have two more. You second roll of attacks. It's barely hanging on.
Barely hanging on? On the route I'm on. Come up again.
Yep, roll it up.
A better kill than overkill. Alright,
you hit with your main weapon.
Yep.
So, as you're getting ready to fight the guy that Melts Acid Arrow missed, all of a sudden, you see a guy in a green forest cloak come out of the woods behind him with a sword and a hand axe. You see him bring the sword, the hand axe, and then he brings the sword back up, kills the giant. However, he then snags his hand axe into like the boot of the giant, and the giant falls down and brings the figure down on top of him.
Oh! Oh.
Wait, make an intro.
It's fine.
Like minute really?
And now it is Miles, your turn.
Okay, that's a good theory.
I'm just thinking.
That's a good theory.
There might be an issue with the being a jig on the
road.
Yeah,
there
might be. So, alright, it is now your turn.
Theory,
right. It is now your turn, Miles.
On the road.
Yep.
And there's
road again.
Three more giants.
Yep, there's three more giants on the road.
I'll help you
run
that.
Pinky, he swirls it around.
Do the giants see me as I come falling to the ground?
Yeah, they're kind of shocked. They're not like totally like aggressive right now because, kind of weren't expecting someone to fall out of the sky. So what are you going to do?
How's it going?
I think that's
so you just stand up and. Try to engage them in conversation?
Yeah.
Do you speak Dwarven?
I do.
What are you going to say?
How's it going?
Human.
Tasty.
Oh, no, he said it. He's like,
I did.
What? And, like, they start, like, when they put their clubs on their shoulder, they're like, put your weapons on the ground and lay down.
No.
Prepare for an amazing night. Avengers.
Prepare asshole for an amazing night.
I think I have a...
like a smoke bomb. Yeah, smoke bomb and disappear.
He's like, chicken out! All of a sudden, he just throws a smoke bomb and he's like, what are the three adverts of deception or powerful agents?
I am Chief Slippery Cheeks.
Slippery Cheeks.
Me grung grung and bung bung.
He rolls a one, he's still there when the smoke just goes away.
So I meant to do that.
I meant to do that. Just. Joking.
Some Kung Pao action? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Great movie.
The deception work.
That's good. All right, go. Roll it.
That's on HBO.
16 plus 5.
All right, is your deception? What are you...
A random guy wandering him. I don't have any weapons. I'm just, Joe Blow. No one got nothing crazy going on here, man. It's kind of just...
Are you Bruce Wilson yet?
I'm Bruce Wilson.
One of them sits there, and he takes,
he starts whistling.
You hold here, and the other two walk past you to go into the woods behind you.
Okay.
So are you holding?
Awesome.
Yeah.
How did this get me?
Then, it goes down to them.
I've got that activated because I'm thinking a giant hits hard.
The other two giants come down. One of them swings, hits him. He puts his armor into it. His armor absorbs most of the block. The second one swings his club, hits you. You take 17 points of damage, and you toss backwards 8 feet into a tree.
Can I try using the horn and blast him?
Yeah, you can horn and blast him.
Now, there's no description for how that works.
Stick up their ass.
Yeah, there you go.
The horn blast.
It's like, this is relax. It's an evil prostate exam. 5d6. 5d6. Holy crap. Mm-hmm. Can I borrow
another? Yeah, whatever you got to borrow.
Got you.
I can reroll 2s and 1?
No. It's only with your sword.
So... 10, 15.
Okay. One of them saves. The other one doesn't, which it deafens him. He can't hear, which means if you attack him, you get advantage because he can't hear you coming. You just pull out your horn, you're like, wait, I want to whip this out. And then you blow on it, and one of them just kind of goes like this. He's like, what? And the other one just gets pissed off. Ears. But they're both wounded. All
that right. That hurted my ear hole.
And Chester, you notice in the back that there's two more giants coming from the roadside. And you're still, the ones you put in the the trees are still having a hard time trying to get to you.
They're
still
trees
probably
trees.
About three turns away from you.
Call my name.
Which group?
Me, the people gonna die.
Can I range them on the people that are the furthest away?
Let me pull your leg.
It is raining, so.
Way to go, Storm.
Hallelujah.
It's raining men.
It's not raining men.
It's raining giants.
Which are men.
Hallelujah. It's raining giants.
Or women. With a Y.
Woman giants.
Giantesses.
There you go.
They got giant.
Giant teeth.
You can hit.
Okay, let's do that.
The bolts aren't big enough to hit two giants because the giants are too big. You can only hit one at a time.
Let's go with the one on the right.
Catch a giant by the tail.
Yeah, let's go with the giant on the right.
Thank you.
D5 bolts.
Okay, roll 20-10.
Here comes the thunder.
If I get clapped.
That's a 10, 17, 21, 23.
You got 23. Excellent. Just notice, if you call this down during stormy conditions, you do 60-10.
Oh,
so
nice.
Wow. Stormy weather. 10 more.
It's been raining all the time.
So you're basically calling your magic, and it's being amplified by the storm that's already there.
Love it. 9 and a 10.
Wow.
You said 6, though, didn't you?
Yeah, he already rolled 4.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So that's a 19 plus a 23.
Nice.
So that's 42.
That's a lot.
He just destroyed everything. Our druid just called Katrina.
Too soon.
I know.
All right, you call down a lightning bolt, and the thing just, like, flips its club in half. However, it's not dead. Now it's got streaks of white in its hair.
Love it.
It's ground. Now it's...
Hey, it's me again. Just checking in. You're going to hear a clip, a reference to a Ninja Turtles Vine video on the Dungeonettes on Facebook. We got a group. Like us. Say hi.
Alright. You hit the hammer, and there's like a breeze that comes out, and the giants just kind of like look down at you.
Laughing at your fart noise.
I did probably fart at
the tiny mortal pass me.
What is that smell?
Alright, it's now up to you.
Up to me, alright. So,
it's not like
a new still two in front of me, right? Down the road?
Well, like 5 feet away from you, or 10 feet away from you is him, and he's standing like toe-to-toe with two of them.
We just do a vine, right?
He's
still a vine. He's
John,
can
I still
my attack?
Jonathan, yeah. All right. I actually want to trip one up and spike the other one in the back of the head. Because you can't see me.
That's all you can think about
Axis.
Now.
Too bad it wasn't with the other deck.
Yeah. Well, whatever. At least I tripped him. And big sword says 12. All right.
That hits.
I can't believe it. It's all because you didn't want to borrow.
Okay, roll 2d6 plus 3 for your axe.
I'm not rolling up
paper.
You're not rolling on paper anymore?
Nope, on the table.
Then your other blade is 1d8 plus 3.
I could pay them off.
Alright, you come in, you like kneecap one of them with your axe, like severing it. You hear like the snapping of tendons. Fantastic. And then you bring your sword up against the other one, like bringing it the pretty deep gash in his stomach. And your second attack? Are you going to split him again?
Haroop! Yeah, I think so. Fantastic, thank you.
Can I wear blue dice?
Yeah.
5, 6, 7,
oh, you took my blue dice.
10.
If I'm using these ones I don't like.
Wait 10.
A second.
This one's not a D.
No, that's the D10.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold this one.
I have 94.
Yeah, 2. So it's worse than it was. Thanks.
Okay, so how much is it total?
It's 4, 5, 6, 7.
7, and then roll 1d6, and add the 6. 8.
All right. That's
something.
Yeah.
No. It's something.
Okay. You come up, and definitely the one you direct just most of your attacks on is like he's fallen to a knee from his injury, and you've nearly brought him low. After that, it's up to Miles.
So I'm with the other giant.
You're with on the road. Solitary giant on the road.
Has he called you George yet? Trying to pet you?
No. Yeah, that's going to happen next.
What are you gonna do?
Some heavy giant petting.
Yeah.
Ask me the name.
Oh, you win.
His name is
gonna love you and care for you.
Gorop.
I knew it.
Well, of course, it's the most common giant name out there.
Yeah, it's like Mike. And
he said he's a scout for the King of the Giants.
Iron Giant.
What is the King of the Giants? Why are you searching around here for?
We made a treaty with the mother. She's known in the mother just as the mother. She's actually she lives in the waste.
Took a minute. Come on again. Someone's got mother issues.
No,
daddy issues.
No. So are you just gonna keep? Conspiring with him?
Is he? Why are they like attacking the humans that are over there?
Giants actually haven't been seen in over a century.
I know. So I'm inquisitive.
They live in the highlands, in the mountains past where the dwarves live. He actually was alive the last time the giants made an excursion, and him and his father actually made a treaty with them. They actually met with delegation of humans and elves. But these people are basically—they're exploring. They haven't been down the lowlands in over a century.
She just wandered around to see what's out here.
Well, the mother said, "We give them our aid; they will give the lowlands to us."
Well, that's not cool.
You say in your head.
I do say in my head. Right.
All right. Then.
Do I still get to do something?
Well, if you want to, you've just been talking to her.
Do I see if there's any way to persuade him to join or team up with me?
What?
His extremely brothers? Wealthy. Yeah. Some people turn. It's the dark side of the force. It happens all the time.
Alright, roll.
Hardest roll of the evening. Here we go.
Let's go.
8.
Yeah.
Just tell me a giant just punches him in the mouth.
This Hitler guy makes a lot of sense.
So you're basically trying to get him, and then all of a sudden you just feel the impact of a tree as his club just comes right down on your face.
I wasn't like trying to like be a jerk. I was just kind of asking what the deal was. That's all.
Don't mess with the SS.
Can I use evasion?
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah, that'll give you some life back. So you're down to 38.
So 13. Oh, Charlie from last. That guy. He was in.
No, Dominic Monaghan. That's Dominic Monaghan. Yeah. The other guy. No one knows.
Okay,
guy
you hit him, and then we go to Chester.
You get a circlet.
Yes,
I have a gun
to
my head and be like, name that fourth hobbit. And I'll be like, shoot me. Can I hold lightning?
Who's that fourth
hobbit? Yeah, the lightning lasts for minutes.
Yeah, that's why.
No.
All right, cool.
You're just like fucking Storm throwing lightning bolts around. 60-10.
60-10.
Oh, God.
Storm hasn't stopped.
You have so many D10s.
Let's do this.
Well, because I used to one? Play... No,
you can,
used to...
You're just basically sitting there concentrating. Bolts of lightning are just coming down around you.
So there's three giants left now?
That's it. That one that feels red one?
No, there's four. Yep, four. Yep, yeah, four. One that just like sure. Hammered Mark into the pavement.
You hammered me. I put a zero.
Are you going to hit the one you already hit?
Ooh, that's a very good question. Yeah, let's just do it.
Okay.
Nick is ass.
That's how we turned Bobby to the dark
microwave
side.
Them.
All right, you call the lightning bolt down on the same one again, and the thing just kind of like shocks a few times and then just like falls into a tree and rolls onto the ground just shaking.
I stole my ass just shooting blanks at people right now.
Well, what are you
much
the story of your life.
Yeah.
It's going to be in your head soon.
Come on, Ron.
So there's, back there's the two that are coming through the thicket. They're still two turns away.
Yeah. And I got the one near Hutzel. Like,
there's the one that's next to Hutzel.
I'll go up the one next to you. I'm going to try again. I'm going to go lightning bolt
after
put it on the cracker jack.
The one next to Hudson.
Alright, roll 66.
Come on, dude.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's six, really
good.
12.
No, 37. Oh, plus 5.
Plus 5.
Alright. You let the bolt of lightning literally you can sculpt it. I assume you're gonna sculpt it around him.
Yes.
Are you gonna sculpt it around him as well?
Well, with that, yeah, sure.
You can pick up. You can pick four people to sculpt it around, but it'll have to go through their space. So you can make it wrap around them without touching.
Let's
them.
Do it. That's what I want to do. I gotta make up for the last.
All right. So you're basically there. You just see a bolt, lightning bolt, come between the two of you, and it kind of like just opens up as it goes around you, comes back around in front of you, hits the guy you guys are attacking, and just blasts him back into the tree. Alright, so basically you're helping shoot him in the face with a magic, or your acid arrow, flip over him, stab him in the neck, and then come down behind him. He's definitely wounded, and you kind of threw him off shelter, but he's still alive.
Ha-ha!
It's like,
but he's got an acid arrow.
It's like that anime Attack on Titan. He's just flying all around these giants and stuff.
I thought of that. I was sitting here this whole time waiting. I'm like, I got a great idea.
Is that a series worth watching?
It's everywhere.
It's one of the most popular anime right now.
Like every cosplayer at Comic-Con was it.
Yeah, everybody was just about.
Yeah. Even I know what the hell that is.
I even know what it is, and I don't even.
We didn't know what it was.
Don't even know Japanese.
I've seen one or two episodes. My opinion is, if you like Walking Dead, you're probably gonna like it because it's got that kind of.
And that song, Gangnam Style. What's that about?
Really?
All right. So
your orange hat.
He then swings his club.
Marshmallow.
Let it go.
You duck
let
underneath the club, Mark.
Don't hold it back anymore.
Alright,
so he retaliates, he swings his club, you dodge it.
Uh-huh.
Then
I'm gonna try to
only know how to use one, you don't actually have these.
Then why is it listed on my stuff that
that's,
I have?
That's what you know how to use. These are proficiencies. You're proficient with it.
Well, there you go.
These are your actual weapons.
Don't like that.
You can talk to the fighter who has a spare longsword he doesn't use.
I know, I should steal that from him.
I could give it to you for now, and then in the future, when you come.
Okay, it is your
cheat.
Turn, Albert.
I don't want to cheat anybody.
Okay, so there's one out in the street that they're engaging, right?
He's fighting it one-on-one.
Yeah, do I have enough movement to get
there? Not to get in the range. You can run out in the street, but you won't be able to attack melee this turn.
Alright.
Yeah,
towards me to help me out.
Yeah, we gotta go help
a
bunch of douchers.
So. You run out there. Chester, it's your turn.
Get to the street.
You see him go deeper into the woods and him run towards sounds of combat on the street.
And all the others.
Your range. If you move to the street, you can hit the guy he's fighting with a lightning bolt.
Yeah, with screams.
Because you got 50 feet on your range of calling lightning strikes. So,
Marsh, you want the little girl?
You can't. Yeah, you could just walk to the forest line and just throw a lightning bolt. Because the lightning bolts don't actually come from you.
No, they
just you just call them from the sky. Do a little like jam your Thor hammer down and fucking lightning bolts come out of the sky.
You do need a Thor.
Actually, I have.
Is there any other one?
Oh man, that was low.
17.
Bobby's like, I may actually miss 21. With this now.
So, as you guys are fighting on the street, you see Albert Shaw run through the forest,
29.
And 29. Then you see him just like kind of like walk up to the tree line. And a bolt of lightning just comes down, and the giant just collapses at your feet.
Finally.
Oh, come on! I did all that work, and I get nothing out of that?
Nope.
No satisfaction. I did all that work fighting that stupid thing.
You set him up.
Walks
he
in
took
and
him out.
Goes, first of all,
we're
hold
a team.
A second, it dies.
We're a team.
Who the hell is this guy?
He ran back in the woods.
Yeah, he's not here for us to currently
question. He, like, showed up, didn't say anything to you
dude,
guys.
I don't know who that guy
shot
is.
Some arrows, was fighting,
he
and then he went back into the woods.
He looked badly wounded. We need to take a break and go... Track him down.
Yeah,
make sure
about?
He's okay.
You didn't see the guy with the.
He was on the road. He didn't see
across
anything.
The freaking field. Where the hell were you?
Into the road.
I think he was napping. He was having tea with one of the giants.
I fought that giant and launched me across the freaking.
So you just
fought
a giant. Right. Ring a ram, buddy.
Bogarted my giant kill.
So
sorry.
No, that was an answer.
I can't put the sticker on the side of my head.
While they're talking, you go back. The giant's trying to struggle. He's starting to get a little out. He sees you, and he notices that the sound of like combat is like ceased, and he just looks at you, and he's like,
"Eat on it,
humans. I don't remember you being this strong.
You haven't met the heroes of Gloom."
Gotcha. Wah, wah, wah.
I can't speak for them because I have no idea who the hell they are. But thank you.
I don't think we go find him first.
A little bit.
Yeah.
He's like, we just come down to explore.
But here's the thing.
Mother told us lowlands were ripe for conquering.
So you want to conquer, not explore.
Find anything else were to happen to us?
I can track anything.
Mother promised us lowlands.
Let's do help. Let's do it. What do you think?
If we commit forces to battle.
So what was this pact that was made eons ago?
When you went, the emissary for the elves was actually your father. Okay. Your father went, and you traveled with him. You, at this time, you were a young, well, you were 100, so you were kind of older. But your father at the time, I think he was almost 600.
Tree, me.
So he was really old. Basically, he went for the Druid Council. Basically negotiated that the elves would stay to the forest in the northwest and the giants would stay in the mountains past the dwarven lands, and that they would leave the lowlands to the human. At that time, the kingdom of Glassfield was just starting to become strong. It formed a little while before that, but the feudal lords still had a lot of power compared to the king. But that's when they actually started to become stronger, and then they actually got invaded. But basically you went there and negotiated. There was a few humans in your emissary, but it was basically the elves and the giants making a pact to let the humans be. Basically that was it.
Were there any terms for the disintegration of this pact?
Not particularly.
Great.
It's basically been forgotten because the elves are kind of declining. They hardly ever come out of the forest, and no one in the lowlands has seen a giant over 100 years. So. 5 seconds
ago. Well, since there's no real punishment for the breaking of terms, I don't know what the hell to do with you.
He's like, you could let me go.
No, I can't. Because you're going to go back and tell everybody else.
While this is happening, it's because I was tossed across the
room. As he's communicating with the giant, you come in through the clearing. This is the giant you threw with your ring of force.
Oh.
Before he joined the combat, he snuck through the giant lines and tied him up. And now he's questioning him.
Nice.
Is he questioning him like...
Not yet.
Or just, hey.
Good copper bed.
And so the four of you walk into the clearing.
Damn.
I'm going to go in Mel's Carver garb.
We have a wardrobe change?
I have two options. I'm too weak.
He does have the cloak of disguise.
No, he has the hat of disguise. He can literally change his clothing.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm two different people.
Okay, fine.
Clark.
So we see this gentleman talking to a giant.
And these are my associates.
I'm going to do the same thing I always do. Hi, thank you. Thank you for helping us out. Feel like we owe you something or some sort of honor, at least a spot near our fire.
It's like a dukedom. This guy just gives them out to everybody.
I'm really sorry. This is Lord Albert Shaw. He's some sort of black dragon.
Ask him about his family.
Oh, God.
And
his sister.
What's wrong?
Have you met his sister?
Firstly, you definitely do owe me something.
What?
Ooh, you owe me an explanation.
What?
Where the hell you been for the past 90 years?
What the deuce?
Oh, man.
Cloak comes back.
Lovers quarrel.
Well,
oh, God.
That was said to Bobby, right?
Yeah. Cloak comes back and...
Are you taking your cloak off?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all right. Good. You vaguely remember him.
With his clothes on.
He's rolling.
Dude, I vaguely remember you.
I somewhat can place you
like,
somewhere. Do I owe you money?
Do I owe you money?
90 years is a long time.
Did I arrest you?
Help me out.
That
jog.
One time?
Something.
Bank camp? I don't know.
Did I arrest
basically,
you?
90 years, you don't remember a lot before that. You had a very traumatic experience about 90 years ago. That's when you left your clan and you started wandering.
someone
touched and you ended up in Hidden Harbor. You don't remember a lot before that.
Listen, 90 years ago, a lot of bunch of Cracker Jacks. I had to get out of there.
A lot of stuff went down.
You would have done the same. If you knew what actually happened to me, then you would have gone as far away as from your clan as you would have. I felt like the druids, at least the ones in my group, weren't for me anymore.
Seems like something.
See, you actually know more about his history than he does. He literally doesn't remember.
Oh, fantastic.
Before that, when you found him, he was near dead.
I hopped a ship, turned into a cop. I've been doing good stuff. These assholes stumbled into my town. There was a lot of piracy. Elves, something with blight. We ended up at the mainland. There's zombies.
We destroyed it.
Now that he's taken his hood.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like.
I'm Perry.
Ah. By Handsome Jack.
Huh. He's wearing a green cloak, you say.
Actually, the three of you actually remember him.
Yep. Who, him?
Yep.
Yeah. We met up a while ago.
He's not a member of that
group.
The
war
that
you were fighting when you flashback. After that point, you met up with another group of soldiers.
Yeah.
And you continued to fight in the war. He was one of the other guys you met up with.
Who the fuck is this guy?
He's actually where you guys were near when you got out of the tunnel. You were near the town of Axford.
Yeah, yeah.
He's actually the master of hunt for that town.
Oh, well, how do you do?
You're the hunt master, huh?
I do quite well. As far as he knows, you guys are dead.
God. That's a camera bonus.
He's a cocksucker.
It's off camera bonus, because you weren't on camera at the moment.
He's still alive, right?
Apparently, they're raiding the lands, looking for... I'm not quite sure yet. I haven't gotten that far.
Yet again, did I do anything wrong? What happened?
No, you're fine.
You killed his parents. You left a note. It was all good.
Speaking of that.
You killed his parents? You douche. Oh,
he knows more things, but he's just not telling.
Yeah.
Tell us everything you know about Chester Cobblepot.
I am the Charles Xavier to your Wolverine.
Oh, boy.
Oh, jeez. You're his mentor.
No, I just Yoda. Know what's going on up there.
You know why he's messed up in the...
Yarp.
He's good. He was on our side.
He's with us.
I was about to actually reach over and hold his ears and ask him if he's okay.
We weren't fighting him.
Is he okay?
We weren't fighting him. He was fighting
me. Points. Oh, good. Stranger danger?
I saved your life.
Stranger danger.
Okay.
Well, any friend of these jerks is a friend of mine. Thank you.
Fair enough.
The band of knuckleheads.
So why'd you save our lives?
Well, I really wasn't trying to. It just kind of happened that way.
It kind of worked out. Were you following us?
Following giants.
Following him.
Oh. Basically, right now we're heading back to
Haven.
To
I got some dealings.
There's
to
a
do.
Rave going on at the Haven.
Okay, so we have this water that we need to give to
the cleric.
The one thing that we need to discuss
the dual divinities
though, is
temple.
That
oh my god!
Well,
I talked to a giant out in the road, and he said he's being controlled by the mother.
This guy says the same thing.
From the Badlands.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Who I am starting to think could be Hutzel's evil sister.
Albert Shaw's evil sister.
Yes.
Miles wants to have sex with her.
However, you do know from the war...
That's like Dumb and Dumber 2. He just wants to meet her to have
one
sex
of the commanders, one of the commanders of the army that attacked during the last war that you saw momentarily was a woman sorcerer that rode a horse. And she was referred to by the tribesmen as the mother.
Yes, she's also Hutzel's sister.
Yeah, we don't know that.
Oh, I know.
Allegedly?
Allegedly.
There's no allegedly going on here.
Allegedly.
Well, this has all been fine how you do, but there's this guy still sitting here.
What do we interrogate him and then kill him.
You interrogate nothing.
You are such an evil wizard.
Actually, that
seriously?
Is very chaotic good.
If you, well, we don't want him getting away, and if we want him to stay there, eventually he will escape.
If he's willing to play ball, I might be able to find him a job. And
he's not
going
to
I'm always on the lookout for an enforcer
I'm
in the Carver Consortium.
I'm
going to give him a job. I just want to kill him.
I'm going to tie him up. I went through his trouble.
Okay. All right. So there, Mr. Giant, sir, what's your name?
Ronan, are you guys going to let me go?
See, there's the rub. If I let you go, you're just going to go back and rat us out to your friends and tell that there's people willing to stand up to the giants and that we pretty much decimated
it's
your
like,
whole
well, we
scout
were
troop.
Sent here to scout to see how weak the humans were, but I'll go back and tell him that we should stay at the Highlands.
Now, how do I know you're going to go back and actually tell him that? So you can all you can give me is your word, and you've already broken the pact, so that's completely useless. All right, so apparently you're the good cop.
Now, see, there's an option here.
What?
Where you could...
The guy's raising his hand.
Work off your debt.
Whatever, they're just going to talk him and turn into a Triceratops.
What?
Okay.
Why? Cool.
Because I'm going to eat him alive if...
Fair enough.
Why would a Triceratops are
vegetable eat a eaters? Giant? Please.
But Triceratops are vegetable eaters. They're not.
All right, you turn into a
T-Rex. You want to be T-Rex.
Into a thunder lizard, and the giant's like, what?
So there's your option B. Thunder lizard.
So either play ball or feed you to the big lizard.
What do you want?
Lizard. Who went a little nuts there?
He's like, I'm in my belt sack. I have a scroll from the king.
You get the scroll, since you're the giant.
All right, so you pull out the scroll case. It's approximately about 4 feet long.
I have the big scroll.
Oh man,
a big scroll in your pocket. Just happy to see me.
Nope. You pop off a cap, and there is a piece of paper that's probably like this big. Scroll written on it.
You know, it's like Mighty Python style.
It's dwarven script, but it's much more crude.
King of giants.
It does say it's addressed to
Astros.
He calls himself the Storm King because he lives in a castle that touches the clouds in the mountains.
Naughty.
Basically, that the mother is reforming the Lost Children tribe. And in turn for the giant's support when they reinvade the lands, they will give the lowlands afterwards to the giants.
Lord Albert Shaw has a proposal for you. Albert? Sidebar.
What if we all went up to the giant kingdom after we stopped at Haven first, took him as our emissary, and negotiated a peace treaty with said giants about this idea we have come up with?
Well, that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm having him go back,
we don't want him
to
go on his own, because then we don't know what he's going to do. He could just go back and just say, hey, humans are strong, but if you only beat these five guys, they can take the rest of the place by themselves.
Well, it would be a sign of good faith, though, if we send this
guy. Yes, but that's worked out so well for us in the past.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking if we take said giant with us to Haven, show King Dumbledore, or whatever his name is.
Well, yeah,
he's tied up.
Yeah, but we gotta get him up, dude, and bring him. And if he decides,
he could walk. We just tie him,
and he can just run, and you'll just drag behind him,
yeah,
like a rag doll.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You wanted to take one remaining giant,
yes,
out of the eight we just slaughtered,
yes.
Go into their capital and just politely knock on the door.
Yeah. Has it been done before?
This isn't Housewives.
To an extent.
But how do you know it's not going to work?
I just don't think so. I like the messenger idea. We set a time and place.
What do you think of the messenger idea?
Messenger idea is a terrible idea.
Thank you.
All right, so you just want to kill him outright?
No, I don't want to kill him outright either, because then we're going to have thousands of, well, hundreds of giants pouring out of the hills.
Well, that's why I say,
we need to keep him, unfortunately.
We do need to keep him. We can't just have him running around.
What are you thinking, Chester?
Kyber Consortium could always use an enforcer. I'm just saying.
Keep him tied down and get more information out of him.
We got all the information we can get out of him.
I mean, then what do we do with him? I mean, really?
We take him back to Haven. I make him my enforcer, and
Mark,
I have a bodyguard.
That's not gonna happen.
He will kill you in his
Let
sleep.
Go of your dreams of
Sorry.
Wanting to have a pet. It ain't gonna happen.
He's gonna be locked in a cage all the time. I'm gonna have people taking care of this, you know.
What people? What cage?
Don't worry about it. Miles,
you're crazier than me.
Is the guy on the ground? He's on the ground right now.
Yeah.
Tied up.
He's tied up, yeah.
Look, I'm not saying the messenger idea isn't going to backfire, but it's going to be easier than trying to keep
him
tied down.
For 11?
Had him meet with
the king. You cure most of all the wounds that he suffered from
being
thrown over here.
And then let the king decide what he wants to do.
and we just kind of go along with
it. He thanks you.
I'm just want
to take him back to Haven with us.
Oh, we are?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't want to take him back to Haven, but all right.
Why not? What are we going to do with him?
We get him to Haven, then it's not our problem anymore.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Let the king decide what he wants to do with him.
Yeah, but we bring him to Haven. He can do anything.
It's just one giant, and he's tied up.
It would force the king's hand. It would force him into some form of action.
Yes. Correct.
And finally he can come out from his fucking hallowed halls.
Yes. He walked into Haven with a giant.
Unleash the giant if he doesn't...
If he walked into the Haven with a giant...
Something's going to happen.
He was going to say two words.
Yeah, something's going to happen.
One way or the other.
Yeah, one way or the other. Either he's going to help us or we're going to take over Haven.
All
right. Huzzah? 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 You bring in Ronan to Caven?
Can we cut his bonds?
No, nope. Not yet.
No. He can cut his feet bonds, but we're not going to cut his hand bonds.
Whoa.
We're going to tie his hands around
his
waist.
We're not going to drag a giant across the countryside. So cut his feet bonds.
Yeah. He runs away and trips.
He's not going to run. You're still a giant. Saurus.
Oh, yes.
They're thunder beasts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In that case, I'm going to walk up to him.
Why don't we just tie him to your back and then
you carry a giant?
Carry him. Because he can't remain in that form forever.
Well, he can until we get near him.
Yeah.
Until we get close.
Oh, God, I hate this plan.
Well, you're already a dinosaur, so come on.
I mean, you're already a thunder beast.
You're a thunder beast.
Come on, you big skinny
guy. All right, fine. Can we do that? We're going to put him...
He's at the station wagon. We all hop in.
We all hop on his back. You know what's going to happen? We're going to strap the giant to the top of you, and then we're going to hop on top of the giant, and we're going to ride all over there.
Can we stop by the movie theater?
Yeah, go see a drive-in.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Done.
All right, you guys. Ride into Haven.
We're going to change before he gets... close to Haven, we don't see a thunder beast come
on. No, I'm okay with walking in the center of town looking like a thunder beast.
I don't think everybody else is.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad enough for walking with a giant. If we walk in with a giant and a thunder beast, people are going to be like, what the deuce is going on?
Maybe we should.
And we're walking with someone who's not you, you pick up some random guy, and we have a thunder beast. And by the way, we've also picked up a giant on the way back.
What did you do?
We were kind of busy, and we just kind of went shopping. We got a little splurge.
So, we went to Costco.
A little bit of everything.
Got the club size.
Do we take a rest in the meantime?
Yeah, you can rest on your way down.
Rest so we're all back up to...
Except for Bobby.
All
right, you arrive...
To Bobby, who's our pack mule.
You arrive in Haven.
Oh, by the way, Bobby.
He's our donkey source.
You know,
source
so
rat.
You can advise me on when I need to use this. I have grabbed from Hutzel a Frostbrand sword.
Will do.
Okay. Should use it Frost. As often as possible, Mark.
Okay.
So, you arrive at Haven.
What, as possible? I mean, you don't need to do it when you're
talking. You notice the guards are a little...
Turn off lights. Just
a little shaken when you come to the gate. And some watchmen come up to the room. They're like, you've returned from Rose Bloom?
Yep.
What's going on?
We've been busy. We
came
have
across
much to report.
Pack of giants.
Oh, yeah.
Pack of giants in the lowlands.
Roar! Roar, roar, roar!
What he said.
Roar.
You've changed back already.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I don't even... the council's waiting for word on the mission.
Oh, they're going to get a word.
They've heard from the Duke's men that the men-at-arms are looking to the rest. Who are you?
Oh, he's a new companion we picked up on the way back.
They're looking to arrest you when you come back to town.
What?
No, well...
That guy? Why?
Him?
Why?
No, you guys.
Oh.
Not me.
They're looking to arrest us?
The men-at-arms.
Oh, well.
The men-at-arms serve the Duke.
What do we do? What are the charges?
Yeah. I don't know. The council just told us to inform you when you got back.
Well, let's all leave, guys.
No, we
no.
need to talk to
We're
the
We're going
council.
In. Ronan, follow us.
All right, Shaggy.
Sorry for the lateness of this episode. I had a kid, got hit with a tornado, had a birthday, broke my arm. You're listening to Dungeonetics. I'm so tired. Anyway, have a magical experience. Make sure to... What type of sport with motors do vampires love? Drac racing. Say something. See that?
Hello.
See those blue lines? Are... Yes, you did do it. Those blue lines are actually wave files recording different frequencies and tones. Do you have anything to say for the world?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say?
I see the dumb.